When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Good morning, friends, and I have such joyful news, of course you'll already know, and the whole nation, the world indeed, rejoices as Luxembourg's royal baby is welcomed into the world. I know you'll know about this. I'm pretty sure it was the headlines. Prince Guillaume, he is the heir to the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, and Princess Stephanie, their son, Prince Charles. It's so wonderful. It's not a weird place or anything like that. There's nothing bizarre about the photos and the soft focus shots and all of the business with the Grand Ducal Court releasing some photos of the baby. It come out and everything. It was really lovely. And the mayor gave a big teddy bear and there was a 21-gun salute. And it's just wonderful news for the whole Grand Ducal. And I'm a real Luxembourg nut. It's a very colourful place. If you haven't visited it, it's wonderful. But we can now cross over to the principality of the municipality of the Grand Ducal and find out more.
Thank you, Celine. And what a beautiful sight greets us this morning here in Luxembourg. No crowds, of course, to present the traditional gifts of spiced kelp and raisins, but the royal sledge is being dragged down the road from the St. Polycarp of Smyrna Medical Center, of course. St. Polycarp of Smyrna is the patron saint of people with earaches and dysentery, the two things that wiped out so many of the Luxembourgic farmers. A joyful event, allowing for the famous casinos and designer knitwear stores to be opened that have turned Luxembourg into the world-famous playground of the rich and chilly. Celine, what's happening now with this wonderful baby and her hereditary Grand Duke Guillaume and Her Royal Highness, the Crown Semen Bag Stephanie?
Such a wonderful day for pageantry fans. In the grand tradition of a Luxembourgian royal birth, the baby's head is smeared with hawthorn jam for prosperity and sits atop a bed of live whelks, signifying wealth and favorable interest rates. As you know, any royal baby within the Ducal of Luxembourg is born fully pubescent, and the chief surgeon and consort to the stool will verify that Prince Charles's semen is of royal grade viscosity later on this afternoon against the infamous stained glass window in Luxembourg Cathedral. Wilberforce.
Thank you, Celine. Always my favorite part of a Luxembourgic royal birth, the church, shaped like a huge frog with a chopstick through its head, a reminder of the glory of Luxembourgonian days of yore.
Directly, 21 guns will attempt to shoot the head off a porpoise propped up in the main square. If the head comes off cleanly, it's thought that it signifies well-fitting clothing for the prince until his 21st. And I'm interrupting myself now because we are seeing the bulldog clip. This is happening much earlier than we thought.
Ah, yes. In the great Luxembourgian royal tradition, the bulldog clip is attached to the prince, to the head of the membrum virile for 6 weeks to ensure that while any tearing has occurred, no royal seed will be wasted.
Well, of course, have a question.
Yes, Celine.
What about the royal urine in this situation? Where does that go?
Excellent question. It naturally forms a fistula, which will burst in 3 to 4 days. That will trigger a private ceremony among the Luxembourgi Fargi Dudara royal family called the Feast of St. Vitalis of Assisi, where rolls dipped in brine are eaten along with asparagus and hops. And so as the sledge slowly topples its way upwards to the main gateway of the palace, made freshly each morning from buttercream, it is farewell from the Principality of Luxembourg on this most joyful day, and we do urge you to visit us and enjoy the splendid dog breeding, smoking contests, and spelt pastries. From me, Wilberforce.
And me, Celine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good morning. I've got to say, I did a lot of microfaffing with all of my toys earlier doing that music for the Luxembourg business. So I'm not going to get through very much today. And there's so much to hold over to next week. I'm not going to get through the top trumps. I'm just not. And I don't know if I'm going to get to what the other thing was that was the other thing. I don't know. I'm just going to give you some stuff sort of at random, okay? Carenza had an invention for Zoom, because we might be doing some Zoom later on today. Me and some of the upper echelon Patreons, we might be playing Werewolf. Anyway, Carenza says, I'm going to patent a silent twit klaxon alert that you can activate on your keyboard with one key. It will send a what a twit message and a nod face in the direction of whoever's speaking, no matter where they are on the Zoom grid of the receiver. David Brazel's been struggling with that a little bit. On David Brazel's note, he also sent a very sweet tweet. He said, today, my son walked into my office to find me staring at a spreadsheet and singing softly to myself, it's okay, all you've got to say is not today. And he asked with genuine concern, are you okay, Dad? Oh, that's very sweet. Thanks to Isabel for her tweet, a photo of a very pretty cat. Looks like a Maine Coon to me. And hashtag Yop Ossel. Okay, yop is my word, but not anybody else's. Anyway, Scary Mark is still lurking. Scary Mark, the coronavirus. Have you heard his new one? It's a little bit warmer. Have you heard it? You need to stay alert. I love you. If you change, I'll love you forever. That's the new Scary Mark vibe I heard yesterday. Incidentally, one of the things I'm going to miss when this epidemic is over is Hugh Edwards, you know this guy, he does the German news at Zane. He's very good, very strong, with the haircut in the Berlin nightclub. Anyway, I'm going to miss Hugh Edwards saying, coronavirus. Have you heard coronavirus? The coronavirus. Oh, I could hear that on a loop. I'll do that next week. Don't, it's after 9 o'clock. I'm missing Joe Wicks and he needs to hurt me. Anyway, at ScaryMark1, if you want to follow on the Twitter there. Celia said, someone called Mark delivered some PPE to my hospital today. All I could do not to refer to him as Scary Mark. I'm Scary Mark. anyway, Ollie is still stepping up with his odd jobs. So if you missed it, he's volunteering to not do all the odd jobs that you're not doing, thereby assuaging your guilt because you can blame Ollie instead of blaming yourself. He's basically, this is what I do. Sometimes, you know, I'm freelance. Occasionally I'll work in an office and I'll explain to people I'm the hate sponge. You know what? I'm here to serve as a focal point for all your hatred. You can direct it at me instead of each other. It would be a more harmonious office. And I will then take the hate off site and dispose of it in a means that you don't want to know about. Anyway, Gemma said, Ollie, it's at Ollie has a handle. If, as you're officially the Not Today Pod handy person, it's warming up next week. Do you think you could pop round one afternoon and not replace the felt on the shed roof? You know I bodged the strip along the apex in the winter, but it all needs doing properly now, tar. Ollie says, no worries, I won't be around there to not do it next Tuesday at 8:30. Please leave the key under the mat if you're out so I can not turn up to use it. Roof should not be ready by, say, July. That's great news. Jack says, can you come and clean my oven? 9 weeks in and I still haven't been that bored. I don't think that's euphemism. I think it's literally just a dirty oven. What else? International chat. It's an international podcast, not just Luxembourg, but around the world, and specifically America. Hello, Americans. David Alt's been talking to Hellcat Press. Hellcat Press is quite vociferous about chucking tea into harbours and stuff. Mark said, if I'd known her when I was in Boston, I would have dumped plenty of tea through her letterbox. All right, whoa, whoa, whoa. Morsophine says, the hell is a letterbox? David, the hole in the door through which letters and mail are posted. Morsophine said, see, if Mark had said the Hogwarts letter slot, I would have known straight away what it was. I love the idea that, you know, a huge contingent of America only understands Britain through the lens of Hogwarts and the Harry Potter universe. So what time does your owl come? David says, most people in this country have letterboxes and the post person comes to the front door to give us post. Yes, because we don't have like a 14-mile drive through scrubland to our front door. Morsophine, I wondered if it was a British thing or perhaps it's just a non-American thing. Mark says, I can't imagine having a box by the road. What if someone took my letters? Morsophine, I can't imagine having a slot in my door. What if a tentacle from an unholy abomination reached through? Oh, those are good days, Morsophine. And Hellcat Press says, the house I grew up in had a letterbox, which we called a mail slot. Of course you did. You can't. Can you have a mail slot? Of course you can. The house I currently live in has a mailbox, which is on a post at the end of the driveway, and I love opening it to check for letters. Mark observes, as I did, mail slot sounds filthy. Hellcat Press says it's about as dirty as saying, would you like some spotted dick? Yeah, David would love some. Natasha says, the only thing I refuse to eat is hummus, or hummus, if you prefer. How do you spell hummus? Is that the next, how do you pronounce Wednesday? How, definitively, do you spell hummus? That's the only thing Natasha refuses to eat. Says this hasn't been easy. I'd choose plenty of things over licorice and olives. Oh, this is David Alt's bad foods. Is it the final today? I don't know. I should check. I'd still eat both. I'll give anything a try. Hummus is the devil's doings, though. Foul, horrible stuff. Can't even get it past my lips. Oh, okay, fine. And finally, we were talking about films and things and such. Oh, there's so much stuff here. We should keep this going over the weekend, though. It's really... there are two questions, because a couple of people sort of had a counter question. So the first question was from Hellcat Press, and it was, can we vote for our least favourite movie that everyone else loves? Which I really like. So what's the film that you hate, but everybody else... Oh, it's wonderful. What's that? But then... including Nat from Date Fight, the other podcast I do, and it's an absolutely filthy episode today, and you should listen to it. Thanks, Lizzie Roper. Said, we could warm this up a bit and say, what's the film that everybody hates that you love? So, what's your counter film that where you go against the grain? I guess that's the question, isn't it? Vegetectus says that Titanic is the movie equivalent of Coldplay. Whoa there, son! We might need to chat about Coldplay. Anyway, there's lots of them. Lord of the Rings. Anyway, discuss. It's at Not Today Pod on Twitter, or you can email nottoday@swanburst.com. Let's have the food fight results of the quarterfinals. Quarterfinals 3 and 4. Went down to mushrooms, shellfish, and liver or kidney. Oh, man. Quarterfinal four, olives, Turkish delight, and tomatoes. Tomatoes! I mean, that's like... Come on. He also says, in terms of dumping stories, I was dumped in the first few days of a five-week trip to Taiwan. Didn't speak any of the language. Ended up having the time of my life. We should probably tell us about that part. That's David Alt. Thanks for all that you have done this week and forever, all the time. Look, there's lots of stuff and I really want to get to all of it. I don't have time now. I've burned all my credits on that piece of music, which was silly because it's, you know, it sounded awful. I had a really great time making it. Sorry. We'll be back on Monday and we'll have some fun stuff. We've got the Top Trump stuff to do. We've got what looks like some interesting audio that's come through from Neil. I can't wait. I hope you'll join me. That's it. Do think about subscribing if you haven't subscribed, and do share it. It'd be lovely to grow the podcast. Think about joining Patreon. It's patreon.com/nottodaypod. Patreon.com/nottodaypod. I think we're going to limit it to the $10 and over per month subscribers if you want to play Werewolf. That's happening, I think, hopefully, later today. I'm very excited about it. I love playing Werewolf. It's my favourite thing. So, it's not my favourite thing. I'm exaggerating there. I'm a bit manic. Anyway, I'll calm down. Have a good weekend. I'll miss you. And I'll see you on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
So fine as you look tonight. Do these shoes feel too tight? Making love again and again. Would you like to try a size 10?
I wanna romance you, girl.
In a shoe shop.
I wanna romance you, girl.
While we wait for an assistant. Later on, maybe we'll go for a baked potato in the arcade. You'll have tuna and I'll have baked beans, but it's okay. I don't mind that tuna's grown.
Tuna's grown.
Cause I wanna make love to you in a shoe shop.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.